朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
他是神的儿子。
He is son of God.
没有一个天使可以跟他相比。
There's no angel can be compared with him.
众先知讲了这么多话，没有办法跟神的儿子相比。
No matter how much the prophets have prophesied, they cannot be compared with son of God.
第二章讲到他是人子，伟大的人子 ，son of man.
Second chapter says he is the great son of man.
他跟我们一样。
He was just like one of us.
取了肉身。
He took on the flesh.
他在肉身中完全遵行神的旨意。
In the flesh, he completely obeyed God's commands.
他在肉身中完全彰显神的荣耀。
In the flesh, he completely manifested God's glory.
他在肉身里面借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
In the flesh, through death, he destroyed the devil who holds the death.
他在肉身里面凡是受过试探，只是他没有犯罪。然后他成为慈悲忠信的大祭司。
In the flesh, he went through all the temptations, but without sin. Without sin, therefore he became the merciful and great high priest.
他能够体恤我们所有的软弱。
He is able to sympathize with all of our weaknesses.
同样的，他是救恩的元帅，他是第一个带着人性、带着身体回到神面前的人。
He's also the captain, the forerunner of our salvation. He's the first one that went back to God with the flesh.
然后有一天他要率领众子一同进到荣耀里去。
One day he's going to bring many sons into glory.
所以希伯来书光第一章、第二章已经把我们弄得哇，简直眼睛被荣耀充满了。
Even the first two chapters will overwhelm us with this glory.
那么第三章到第八章讲到超越的基督。
And then chapter 3-8 talks about this transcendental Christ.
我们没有时间细讲，好，我们就从两个角度来讲就好了。
We cannot go over all the details, but we'll just talk about two points.
第一个，圣经上讲到他比众先知、比众天使、比摩西、比约书亚、比亚伦都要尊贵。
First of all, he has more honor than all the prophets and Moses and Joshua.
你看哈，他为什么提的这三个代表的人物
？Why did he mention all these three people?
你们讲到摩西，你会想到什么
？What do you think about when we talk about Moses?
把神的百姓从埃及带出来。
That he led God's people out of Egypt.
把从神的百姓从整个仇敌的权势、压制、迫害里面拯救出来。
He saved God's people from oppression and bondage of the enemy.
所以他比摩西更尊贵。
But yet he was more honorable than Moses.
他今天在我们身上做的拯救更彻底。
Because his salvation for us is more thorough.
讲到约书亚，我们想到什么
？What do we think about Joshua when?
带进去，对不对
？That he led God's people into the promise.
摩西是救出来，约书亚是带进去。
Moses took the people out, and then Joshua led the people in.
把我们带进神丰盛的应许里面。
So Christ leads us into the fullness of God.
把我们带进迦南美地啊。
Leads us into the promised land.
有山有谷，雨水滋润之地，而且耶和华的眼目从岁首直到年终。都眷顾这地。
That is a place full of rains and blessings, and God's eyes were on this place from the beginning to the end of the year.
希伯来书三章四章讲到约书亚带领百姓进入安息。
And chapter 3 and 4 talks about Joshua led God's people into a rest.
有一个更大的安息是借着耶稣基督把我们带进去的。
But yet there's a greater rest, Sabbath.That we are entered into through Christ.
什么叫安息呢
？So what is rest?
再也无所怕。
There's no more fear.
再也无所要。
There's no more want.
我们这个人再也不受任何的搅扰了。
We'll no longer be disturbed or upset.
因为我们得到了最深的满足。
Because we have obtained the deepest satisfaction.
我们能够说有主够了。
We can say that with God it is enough.
所以当这位耶稣，这位真的约书亚，更荣耀的约书亚，把我们带进去的时候
，So when Christ, this even more glorious Joshua, led us into.
我们都享受了真正的安息。
We have finally enjoyed the true rest.
弟兄姊妹，你有安息吗
？Dear brothers and sisters, do you have rest?
真有安息吗
？Do you have true rest?
还是我们很容易受别人的搅扰
？Or we are easily disturbed?
就像我以前举的例子，针一扎，那个母鸡嘎嘎嘎就叫，这是我们的本性。
Or like the example I show you, whenever we sting a hand, and then the hand will quickly crawl.
但是在基督里
But then in Christ,
他把真安息赐给我。
He has given us true rest.
讲到亚伦。
And when we talk about Aaron,
我们想到什么？
What do we think about?
摩西把我们救出来。
Moses led us out.
约书亚把我们带进神的应许和祝福。
Joshua led us into God's promise and blessing.
亚伦被立在这里办理替人办理属神的事情。
But Aaron was ordained to minister the spiritual things.
他为我们进到神的面前。
He for our sake he entered into the presence of God.
借着献祭，借着各样的服事，叫我们人跟神之间能够和好。
So through spiritual services and offering sacrifices that we can be reconciled with God.
但是基督来了。
But yet Christ came.
哦，他是一个更大更荣耀的祭司啊。
He was even a greater and more glorious priest.
他不是只为我们进到神面前。
He did not just go into God's presence for us only.
他为我们开了一条路，使我们可以直接来到神面前。
But he has consecrated for us this new and living way so that we can come before God.
所以当我们讲到基督祭司的职分的时候，这是希伯来书的重点啊。
When we talk about the ministries of priests, that is a theme, a main point of the book of Hebrews.
我上次讲到用长阔高深四个字来形容他。
Last time I talked about how the width, the length, the height, and the depth.
讲到长，他是按照麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
It talks about the length that he was ordained in the order of Melchizedek. He was priest forever.
所有的祭司有死。相隔都不能长久啊！做了几年就要死掉了，就或是退休了。
All other priests can never serve forever because they will be stopped by death.
但是基督做祭司是按照麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司，所以他的职任永远不需要更换。
But Christ was ordained as the high priest in the order of Melchizedek, so he will never be replaced.
当初帮我开刀那个最好的医生，今年二月，2013年二月他要退休了。
So the best surgeon that operated on me, he's going to retire year 2013.
啊，我真希望美国多有几个像他这么好的医生。
I hope there will be more surgeons, good surgeons like him in America.
不光技术好，人也好。
Not only that he had good skill set, he has good personality.
你看他带了三个医生，一共四个人，从早晨到晚上15个小时帮我开刀，他只收了我5000块钱。
So he led a team of together four people, he operated on me for 15 hours and he only charged me $5,000.
是在 Stanford Hospital.
And this happened at Stanford Hospital.
我两年半前去紧急开刀，住了不到24个小时。
Two and a half years ago, I went for an emergency operation. I lived there less than 24 hours.
不是他看，是另外的医生看。
And then other doctors came.
所有的医药、手术费通通不算，只是住院住那个房间，不到24小时，7300块。
Just the room.
美金哈，不是人民币，不是台币。
Just the room alone for less than 24 hours, without all other treatments, the charge was $7,300.
我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
耶稣基督的祭司职任永远不更改。
The priesthood of Christ will never be changed.
括希伯来书第七章告诉我们，这样的祭司对我们是有益的，是我们所需要的。
So the author says such high priest is beneficial to us. This is what exactly.
因为他圣洁，没有玷污，没有瑕疵，而且他远离罪恶，他为我们祷告。
Because he's holy without blemish, he's far away from sin and he prays for us.
他这么爱我们，所以这是我们。众人都需要的。
He loves us so much. He's exactly what we need.
哦，他是为了万民的。
And he's for all people.
高说的他是升上高天尊荣的大祭司，已经升天了。
The high says that he has passed through heavens and he has already ascended into heaven.
他胜过死亡，胜过空中执政掌权的，他为我们升到神面前去了。
He has overcome death and overcome all the powers and dominions in the heavenly realms and he has ascended into heaven.
这个说到高啊。
So he is high.
深说到他是能够体恤我们的慈悲忠信的大祭司。
He is also deep. He can sympathize with us. He's the merciful and compassionate high priest.
他了解我们的痛苦，他知道我们受试探，他能够加力量给我们。
He understands our pain. He knows that we go through struggles and temptations, and he's able to strengthen us.
所以超越的基督讲到他比众天使、比众先知、比摩西、比亚伦，不是比约书亚、比亚伦都要尊贵。
So he is the transcendental Christ. He surpasses all prophets, and then Moses, Aaron, and Joshua.
那第二个角度呢？
Secondly,
讲到他是一切的更好、更美、更大、更完全。
He is also the better one, the greater, the more perfect one.
在希伯来书里面讲到他是更美之约的中保。
He's the mediator of the better covenant.
他在更大、更全备的帐幕进更美的执事。
He serves a better ministry in a greater tabernacle.
他献上更美的祭。
He offers better sacrifices.
他跟我们立更美的约。
He established a better covenant with us.
他这个给我们预备更美的家乡。
He has prepared a better country for us.
他要实现更美的应许。
He will fulfill a better promise.
他赐下更美的复活。
He will give us a better resurrection.
他要叫我们跟旧约的子民一同来承受更美的事、啊、
So together we will inherit with the saints in the Old Testament.
所以希伯来书 better inheritance. 希伯来书这个字 better, superior 是一直出现在希伯来书里面很特殊的字、啊、
The words are better and superior keep repeating in the book of Hebrews.
所以我想我不要那么残忍去考你们我上次讲的 七方面的比较啊。
So I will not quiz you the seven areas of comparison.
它是讲到旧跟新的比较。
It's the comparison between new and old.
他讲到地跟天的比较。
Comparison between earthly and heavenly.
讲到看得见的跟看不见的比较。
And the comparison between visible and invisible.
这表面的跟内心的。
And the superficial and the inward.
讲到是短暂的还是永远的。
Whether it's temporal or internal.
不完全的或是完全的。
Incomplete or complete.
或者局部的只是为了以色列选民还是全面的为了地上的万民。
Or partial for Israelites only or wholesome for entire people.
只考你们最后一个。
So what's the last one?
感谢主哈。我好你不像五十岁的。
Wow, Brother Robin.
有条件的和没有条件的。
Conditional and unconditional.
Yeah, 我每次讲到国豪我都心有不甘他只比我年轻一岁看起来比我年轻十岁。
Brother Robin is only 1 year younger than me, but he looks like 10 years younger than me.
第九章第十章讲到属天的基督。
And then on chapter 9 and 10 talks about heavenly Christ.
讲到我们所有的事情要从属灵的角度来看。
So we ought to see all things from a spiritual perspective.
这个等一下我们来看第四个讲到唯独基督。
Fourthly, Christ alone.
他不光把那么荣耀的救恩基督显给我们看。
Not only that, he manifests this glorious Christ to us.
他带我们回到现实的生活里面。
Also bring us back to the our practical life.
当我们今天在地上过生活的时候。
As we live our life on earth.
保罗提醒我们，那个能够真正长存的，就是有信、有望、有爱。
But Paul reminds us only faith, hope, and love remain.
所以最后十一、十二、十三章希伯来的作者就从这三个角度讲我们基督徒这些过河的人如何在地上过我们的生活。
So chapters 11, 12, and 13, the author describe what we can live our life on earth.
他叫我们要因着信能够活出美好的证据来。
Through having by faith we live a good testimony.
你真信神吗
？Do you believe in God?
Show me.
Show me.
你真的相信神
Do you really believe in God?
如果神真是神
If God is really God,
我们为什么我们的花钱我们的时间我们很多事情的这个决定上没有好像神存在一样
But then why is that when we make our decisions and when we spend our time and money, we do it in a way as if God does not exist?
Let God be God, 弟兄姊妹
Let God be God.
所以我们前一阵子在为教会祷告的时候
Recently, when we pray for church,
原来我说我还是为了弟兄姊妹的准时祷告。
I still pray that brothers and sisters will be on time.
如果在地上任何的事情你都会准时，上班会准时，孩子的 PTA 会准时，你做去学校上学会准时，为什么就是来教会不准时
？If you can be on time when you go to work, go to school, go to PTA, why can't you come to church on time?
你先不要讲希伯来作者那些人所受到的苦难，被锯子锯死，家业被惨，被人凌辱，不要说那些受苦了哈。
Let's not talk about the sufferings and the persecutions that people in the book of Hebrews endured.
连我们的生活里面我们每天的灵修生活我们做决定我们能不能十一奉献能不能准时聚会愿不愿意在神家参加服事统统都写明到底神在我们生活中是不是居首位
Whether we can have our regular morning devotions we can come to church on time we can participate in church services All these can tell if we are putting God the first place in our lives
要因着信
By faith
We live out a good testimony. 我们活出美好的见证或是美好的证据。
We live out a good testimony.
第二个十二章讲到因着望
Chapter 12, by hope.
能够 同奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Through hope that we can run the race that is set before us.
主把我们一起摆在这个路上。
The Lord has put us all on this race.
哦，耶稣是我们的标杆，要来仰望那位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Christ is our goal. We ought to look upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
要放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路。
Put on all the burdens and sins that easily entangle us, and run this race set before us.
一路上。可能主管教我们，那是为了我们好。
Yes, on this journey, God may discipline us for our good.
叫我们可以像他。
So that we can be likened.
一路上有许多的事在我们面前，要让我们做抉择。
On this journey, we may face many decisions.
但是为着那个荣耀的盼望，我们拣选上好的。
But yet, for that glorious hope, we will choose the best.
不要像以扫，因为眼前一点红汤，因为一时暂时的满足，他出卖长子的名分。
That we will not be like Esau for a morsel of food. He sold his birthright.
这是讲到盼望。
This is hope.
有一天他带领我们进荣耀里去。
One day he will bring all of us into glory.
第十三章讲到爱。
Chapter 13 talks about love.
因着爱我们彼此相助。
Because of love, we will help one another.
也因着爱我们愿意跟随基督出到营外。
And because of love, we want to follow Christ and go outside of the camp.
所以我们不仅仅因为信他，我们得以进入幔内。与主更亲。
So not only because we believe in him, we will enter into the veil to be intimate with God.
而且我们愿意因为爱他，愿意出到营外跟随他去。
But because of love, we want to follow him and go outside the camp.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个真正过河的人，真正蒙天召的人，在我们身上该有的生活。
This is the lifestyle that a person who have crossed the river and being called would have.
所以我们应该彼此相爱的。
So we ought to love one another.
要谢谢主把这些同伴摆在我们旁边。
Ought to thank God for all our companions around us.
大家对左右人说，谢谢主，让我们成为同路人。
Please say to your neighbor, thank God that we are on this way together.
真的，你一定要从对方的身上得祝福，你也要成为对方的祝福。
You should receive blessings from one another and you should be blessings to others as well.
不管是 by a hard way 或是 by a better way.
Whether it's through a hard way or through a better way.
所以我们彼此成全，彼此扶持。
Let's edify each other and support each other.
整个希伯来书的主题在神儿子的身上。
So the entire theme of book of Hebrews is on the Son of God.
所以我们讲 Christ alone.
Therefore we say Christ alone.
唯独基督。
Christ alone.
这不是2000年前的一卷书而已。
This is not just a book written 2000 years ago.
希伯来写作的背景大概是在主后60年到70年。
So the book was written about in the year 60 to 70 AD.
更有可能是65年到70年。
So most likely it's between year 65 to 70 AD.
在圣殿被拆毁之前。
It's before the destruction of the Holy Temple.
在神遭受罗马帝国逼迫之后。
It's after God's children being persecuted by Roman Empire.
所以那是一个特殊的背景。
So special background.
整个神的选民一方面受到罗马帝国的迫害。
So God's chosen people were being persecuted by a Roman Empire.
一面受到旧约律法主义者在这里的搅扰，叫他们要回到旧约。
But also being bothered and troubled by the Jews, they were trying to get them back to Judaism.
所以希伯来的作者在这里鼓励他们要彼此相爱，一同来跟随基督。
So the author of the book of Hebrews encouraged them to love one another, together follow Christ.
唯有基督是我们的救恩啊。
Only Christ is our salvation.
唯有基督是我们的出路。
Only Christ is our way out.
唯有基督是我们整个生活的意义和价值。
Only Christ is the meaning and significance and value of our life.
所以希伯来书唯独基督这个主题在我们今天21世代里面我们怎么用它。
So how do we apply in this modern day age the theme Christ alone?
我还是简单的提三件事情。
I'm briefly mentioning you three.
一个讲到基督是一切属天属灵的实际。
That Christ is the spiritual reality of all spiritual and heavenly things.
只有在基督里，我们所有的服事跟追求，甚至生活才有价值。
Only in Christ all our services, pursuit, and life will have meaning.
我曾经举了一个例子，但我觉得这个例子真的很贴切哈。
I have given you an example, and I still think it's quite fitting.
就是我二哥的小孩那个 Jonathan， 他小的时候才几个月大。
My second brother's son, Jonathan, when he was still a young boy.
他很小的时候，他爸爸妈妈，我到东岸去，我们一起出去吃饭。
And then when we were young, we went out together to a restaurant.
但是去了一个店，有点像 Dennis 这样子的哈。
We went to a place like Dennis.
啊，他那个 menu 来的时候都是彩色照片，各种的东西。
So the menu has many colorful pictures.
就当我们在那里挑的时候
，as we were choosing the food,
就看这个小家伙坐在 high chair 看着他的 menu.
And then we see this little boy looking at the menu.
然后他用他的指头摸了一下，就放到嘴巴里面。
And then he touched the food on the picture and then tried to lick his finger.
弟兄姊妹，他来的地方是对的地方。
Yes, he came to the right place.
他是来餐馆。
Yes, he came to a restaurant.
的确是餐馆。
Yes, it was a restaurant.
他所看到的应许是真的，你订的话就得有得吃。
The promise that he saw was real. If you order it, you get the food.
那个恩典预备好了。
Yes, the grace has already been there.
他的渴慕也是真的，因为他想吃。
His thirst and hunger are also real. He wants to eat.
啊，那么甚至这个其他的福分也都有了，例如说。全家人在一起、啊、
And he also has other blessings, like he was surrounded by family.
你看今天多少人到教会里面来
？So many people come to church today.
哎呀，因为在这里觉得有同伴，有家人在一起。
They can find family and companions here.
哦，在这里有恩典。
And there's grace here.
神有那么多的应许。
Yeah, God has so many promises.
而且我们可以听见神的话，看见哇，这是我们的祝福。
Yes, we can hear God's words and see.Our blessings.
你来的地方也来对了，来到神的家里面。
Yes, you have come to the right place, the house of God.
但是我跟你讲，你这样子跟真正的吃还是不一样。
But then let me tell you, there's a big difference between licking your finger and actually eating the real food.
就算你的渴慕是真的。
Yes, your thirst and desires are real.
啊，你的地方是对的。
And you come to the right place.
所有的东西你都看到了。
And you see everything.
但是你如果没有真正的碰见耶稣，你还是没有吃到基督。
But if you have not encountered Christ, you have not eaten Christ.
它是我们属灵的实际。
He is the reality, the spiritual reality.
所有的东西都是后世的影儿 ，just a shadow.
Everything else but a shadow and copy.
或是 a copy and a shadow. 这些都是天上事物的影像、形状和影像。
But all these other things are but shadow and copy of the heavenly things.
希伯来书八章五节哈，那你们所有这些东西都是天上事物的形状和影像。
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 5 says, all of these things are but shadow and copies of heavenly things.
只有基督，你真正碰着主才是。
They're only real if you encounter Jesus.
所以我常常说，有的时候我年轻的时候在教会。波饼聚会，我自己祷告完的时候，我是坐下来的打自己一下。
So I share with you before when I was young, oftentimes after I pray in communion, I would hit myself.
我在想你在祷告什么啊
？I would say to myself, "What did you just pray?"
你根本 just make a prayer， 你只是做一个祷告。
You were just making a prayer only.
你根本没有遇见听祷告的神。
You did not encounter God who hears our prayers.
那根本不是一个活生生 face to face 的 encounter 啊。
It was not a face to face encounter.
要翻中文，不是一个面对面一个神圣的相会。
Not a face to face encounter.
又怎么样？我们太可惜，常常没有属灵的实际。
It's such a pity that we lack spiritual reality.
第二个讲到基督要在凡事上居首位。
Secondly, that Christ should have the first place in all things.
你看每一年 Times 时代杂志都在。都在这里年尾的时候挑一个世界的风云人物啊。
So every year at the end of the year, Times Magazine will pick a person, a man of the year.
哦，谁能够被放上去都是很了不起的。
Whoever get put on the cover page will.
对我来说，每一年风云人物永远是耶稣。
But to me, every year the man of the year will be Jesus.
真的没有耶稣，我们怎么可能存在？
Without Jesus, how could it even exist?
他是用他全能的命令托住万有。
And he upholds all things with the power of his words.
他一松，我们都完了。
If he let go, all of us would perish.
但是你看，我们在地上多少人，我们害怕的，我们在乎的，远远过于我们在乎主。
But yet, in this world, we fear, we care about so many people much more than we care about God.
11月中，这个戴季中牧师来我们中间讲道的时候。
Mid November, Pastor James Taylor came to preach.
啊，那天早上跟他吃完早饭呢，他跟我们讲说，他最近收到一个弟兄的 email.
That morning after breakfast, he shared with us that recently he received the email from the brother.
那个弟兄就跟他讲，他说，在这个世界上有两个女人的话，我是非听不可。
And the brother says, in this world, I have to listen to two women.
他说，一个是我太太，一个是我的导航仪器 GPS 里面的那个女人。
One is my wife. One is the lady. in my GPS.
我告诉你 GPS 也不能都听了，我被他骗了三次。
Actually, you can't totally trust GPS. I was deceived by it 3 times.
所以于师母常常问我有没有男生讲话的 GPS.
So Sister Nancy asked me, are there any...male voice in GPS.
But anyway, 那个弟兄写信说，这两个女人是我非听不可。
So the brother says I have to listen to these two women.
但是不同的是，第二个我不想听，就可以不听，关掉它。但是第一个我没办法。
But the difference is, if I don't want to listen to the second woman, I can turn her off.But not with the first one.
他说因为他跟他的太太两个都是共看 email 的，他说这个 email 闯祸了。
Because,
被他太太看到了。
But he and his wife shared an email account, so his wife saw this email and he got into trouble for this email.
又受了一顿教训。
And then so he was scolded by his wife.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们在乎太多，我不是说不要在乎太太哈，你不能够把任何事情超过主的地位。
I'm not saying that you shouldn't listen to your wife, but you should...No one should take the place of the Lord.
所以这个老弟兄说夏娃的犯罪是因为听蛇的话，亚当的第一个罪是因为听太太的话。
A senior brother says, Eve sinned because she listened to the serpent, and Adam sinned because of his wife.
我再说不是不要听太太的话，神赐给是太太给我们是帮助我们。
Well, let me clarify again. I'm not saying that you shouldn't listen to your wife because God gave you wife to help you.
但是我们今天要让基督在凡事上居首位。
But today we ought to give Christ the first place in all things.
我新年第一天的信息就说到。
The first message that I preached this year says,
一个不让主居首位的人是一个失控的人。
A person who does not put God first place,It's a person out of control.
一个不让主居首位的家是一个失控的家庭。
Family that does not put God first is a family out of control.
一个不让主居首位的教会是一个失控的教会。
A church that does not put God first place is a church out of control.
不管你现在赞不赞成我讲这句话。
No matter whether you agree with me or not.
早晚你的经历会证明这句话。
Sooner or later, your experience will prove me right.
所以不光只是消极上我们不希望过一个失控的人生
only,
得到一个失控的家庭
knowing that passively we do not live an out of control life or have an out of control family
我希望积极上我们因为让主居首位我们得到最上好的祝福
but positively I hope that by putting God first in our lives we will receive the best blessings
第三个点我没有空讲了希伯来书里面有很多的地方提醒我们要来仰望基督要来思想基督要来信靠基督要来追随基督
thirdlyThe book of Hebrews tells us to look upon Christ, consider Christ, to trust in Christ and follow Christ.
有这么多的事情都要跟基督发生关系。
All these things will have to do with Christ.
你只要跟基督发生关系。
If you are related, you are involved with Christ.
再小的事都变成大事。
Even the smallest thing would be very significant.
再平凡的事情都成为不平凡。
Even the most ordinary thing can become extraordinary.
让我们真的是能够活出一个生活叫做 Jesus must be the center of our life.
So that we can live a life that Jesus is the center of our life.
所以在这里讲到我们要来望他一望他就活了。
So we have to look upon Christ. The moment we look upon him, we become alive.
一想到他我们就甘甜。
As we think about him, it's so sweet.
我们一信靠他那些应许那些祝福都要成就在我们身上。
Soon as we trust in him, all theblessings and promises will be fulfilled in our lives.
当我们的脚真正跟随他的时候能够叫他的心得到满足。
As our feet truly follow him, we will satisfy his heart.
叫我们一路上留下佳美的脚踪也成为别人的祝福。
So that along this journey, we will leave nice footprints and we will become blessings for others.
我们一起来唱刚刚的那首诗歌哈,332首我宁愿有耶稣。
Let's sing the song we just sang, hymn 332, I'd rather have Jesus.
我希望今天在年底的时候我们都能够从心里面感谢神让我还活着
I hope at the end of the year we will truly thank God from the heart, the bottom of our heart that we are still alive
主为什么容许我们再活着 还延长我们的年日呢？
Why would God still allow us to live and to give us days?
因为他留下机会让我们可以继续来经历他，来认识他。
Because he's still giving us chance so that we can experience him, we can know him.
他还留下机会给我们，让我们来被他改变，让我们可以继续的长大成熟。
He's still giving us chance so that we can be transformed by him and we can still continue to grow and mature.
如果我们糟蹋我们的年日，糟蹋我们的时间，就是在今生的宴乐上，其实他要取去我们是非常容易的事情。
If we waste our days and just squander it in our pleasures, he can easily take away our life.
我常常讲，一支笔不能再写的时候，我就是丢掉它换一支嘛。
I often tell you that if this pen doesn't work, I can easily toss it away and get a new one.
还好主今天没有这样子对我们。
But we're so thankful that God does not treat us.
但是他是宽容。
But he's tolerating.
他是怜悯我们。
He's being merciful.
他是给我们机会。
He's still giving us chance.
希望我们都不糟蹋他的恩典。
So that let us not waste away the grace.
好好爱他，把自己交在他的手中，成为他合用的器皿。
Love him, commit ourselves in his hands, so that we can be a useful vessel.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。